My, my. You are so cute. What are you doing trespassing an abandoned asylum at this time of night? Well, that's no excuse to be out here all alone. Don't you know how dangerous it is? This place has been abandoned for hundreds of years. You could get hurt. Well, lucky for you, you found me. And I'm here to make sure no one hurts you ever again. Who am I? Oh, silly Billy. I was a nurse here. Yes, of course I'm dead. We all died. They shut this place down a long time ago. And all of the spirits who haunt these walls got locked inside. Well, I've been waiting a long time for someone to come along as adorable as you. Needing my help. All I want to do is to help people. Well, especially people who I adore. And you just fit my bill. Oh, sweetie, don't run away. Don't you know I can always find you here? I'm a ghost. I can appear anywhere within these walls. And you're not going anywhere anytime soon. Stop running. I said stop. You're a flighty one, my dear. Looks like I'm gonna have to restrain you. I don't like having to do this to you. I didn't want to have to resort to such brutish tactics, but I guess you're giving me no choice. Luckily, I've kept one of these around for safekeeping, just in case my love decided to leave me. And you won't be able to leave me after I'm done with you. This is a straitjacket. You've probably seen it in the movies. They don't use these that often anymore. I was awfully fond of them back in my day, when I worked here at the hospital. I would strap people in and wrap their arms around themselves like a nice, tight hug. It was wonderful. Watching them struggle and squirm. I wonder if you'll put up such a fight. Or maybe you'll just let me have my way with you. We'll see. Now here, place your arms in the jacket. Really? You're gonna fight me on this first step as well? Okay, here, let me help you. One and two. There you go. See? That wasn't so bad. And then all I have to do is wrap your arms around you like this. You already look so adorable wrapped up like that. And then I just have to tie these buckles nice and tightly around you like that. There. You're all restrained. Can't you feel the tightness? I do like strapping these down quite well. I wouldn't want you having any wiggle room now. No chance of freeing yourself. Here, humor me and give it a try. Just shake it a little bit so I can just make sure I've buckled it tight enough. That's better, isn't it? Now, let's get you to a nice, comfortable place. I think I have a gurney around here somewhere. Ah, here's one. Right on time. I always had the porters around here wrapped around my little fingers. And they're always happy to oblige, especially now that they're ghosts too. Now, lie back, darling. Get nice and comfortable in your new straitjacket. You still look so confused. Well, don't worry. I'm going to fix that as well. You see, you're going to stay here with me forever. That's right. You're going to keep me company. Because a little lonely nurse like myself needs someone as strong as you to keep me company. And I'm going to make sure you fall madly in love with me. Because I need that emotional connection that I feel for you to be reciprocated. But I have ways of doing that. You see, this, this is sleeping gas, or chloroform, just in a mask. I can't say that the techniques we used were very good, but they got the job done. Now, I'm just gonna gently slide this on your face. Oh, how precious you look in your little mask. And as you breathe that in, the drugs will fill your lungs and you'll just pass out, drift off into sleep. Doesn't that sound nice? All your worries, all your cares, anything on your mind will just fade away. So go ahead, honey. Breathe deeply for me now. In and out. In and out. Breathing ever so deeply. Letting those drugs cascade through your mind, slipping inside your bloodstream, and carrying you down, down, down into the dark depths of sleep. And the more you breathe, the more you can feel it filling your head. Can't you, honey? I can see from the look in your eyes, you're already growing tired. Feeling a little lightheaded and woozy, are we? Oh, honey, here. Let me just caress your face gently like that and play with your hair. But it's funny, you can barely feel my hand on your face or in your hair at this point, can you? As you breathe, you just feel everything fade away into the comfortable numbness of the drugs taking hold of you, making you feel so good, helplessly submitting and surrendering to the effects they have on your body and mind. It's adorable. I forgot the rush that it gave me watching my patients succumb to the things that we did. Can't say I'm too proud of some of the things that went down, but it was always entertaining. Just like it is now with you, my love. So continue to breathe deeply. That's right. You're doing so well, honey. So wonderfully well, breathing so deeply for me. As the chloroform takes hold. That's right. That's right.